Hello, my name is Kasanet. I am 26 years old. Today's date is August 11, 2021. And I'm speaking with my dad. His name is Biniam Tawaldamadan. And we're recording this interview in Dallas, Texas. So I know I've said your name was Biniam Tawaldamadan, but I want you to state that for the record. And where you live right now, and today's date, please.
Today is August 11, 2021. My name is Biniam Tawaldamadan, and I live in Dallas, Texas.
Okay. Can you please tell me one of your happiest memories?
I have few happiest memories, but to mention one, the one and the best, happiest memories in my life is when I received Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. That's the happiest day in my life, because it was a new life, to have eternal life, to live with God forever in heaven. That was the happiest day in my life.
Awesome. Baba, can you tell me about one of the most difficult memories you had? I know you've been through a lot. If you could just share with us one of your most difficult memories.
I have passed through a lot of difficult situation, a lot of circumstances. But you know, the worst one and the most difficult in my life is when I leave my country because of current situation in Eritrea, because they don't allow us to worship in church. I mean, they don't allow Protestant movements and worship and as a Christian. So there is persecution in Eritrea, and they close all our churches. And that was the reason I left my country, and the country I love, the people I love, my wife, my lovely wife, the person I love, and my children, my beloved children too. That was the painful situation and the difficult times in my life.
Okay. Can you also tell me about someone who you always remember? I know you've traveled a lot because of the situation that happened in our country. Can you tell me someone that you always remember? Could be along the way in life or before you moved out of your country. And for the record, just state your country for me.
My country is Eritrea in East Africa, Eritrea, and I was born in Asmara, capital city. The most person I remember all in my life and that I will never forget and I cannot forget is my wife. Because my wife is everything to me, and I cannot forget. I love her, and I know she loves me too. And we get married. We've been together like for only 6 years after we married. But I didn't see her for 13 years because of the situation, but she was the best in my life. She was my friend, she was my sister, she was my wife, she was my everything, and she influenced a lot in my life, and I cannot forget that person, my lovely wife.
Okay. What are the things that you're most grateful for in your life?
The most grateful I am in my life is, like I told you before, the day I know Jesus Christ. And that is God. If I didn't know him, if he wouldn't open my eyes and to know what I know right now and to understand Jesus Christ, to open my heart and my mind so that to understand him and to know him and to have eternal life, that's the greatest thing in my life I will ever meet, you know, I will never find. So, and I thank God. I thank God. I'm so happy and I'm so grateful.
To know him. All right. How about your favorite memory of me?
Of you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You have a lot of memories, but there was something. This one I will never forget. And you know, always when I think about you, I remember you. You always was my favorite. So I've never seen children love their father more than their mother, but you were the one who loves me, and you always stick with me, and wherever I go, you want to go with me. And the funny thing is, you don't want someone to touch me, to give me a hug or to kiss me, even my wife. So most of the time we don't want to make you jealous, and we don't do that. We don't touch each other in front of you. But one day, my wife was giving me a hug, and I don't forget that you cried a lot. And when we ask you what happened to you, he said, why she hug you? Why she give you a hug, you know? So I understand that you love people, you're so lovely. Now I can understand that when I see you, you're so sociable, people loves you and you love people. No. So this one I don't forget.
That's your favorite memory of me.
Yeah.
What are you most proud of in life?
Yes, through God, I have a lot of things God has done through me, and I am successful in many areas in my life. But the most thing that, at least, I raised you the way I want you to be raised. I shaped you the way I want to shape you. I mean, you know, for your children, you have to know how to shape them, and then. And so sometimes it doesn't work, but for me, I'm so proud of you, the way you are. You're successful in your school. You're successful in your Christian life as a Christian. You're so, real Christian, follow Jesus Christ. You have the fear of God, the love of God, you know. And that's what the way I want you to grow up, and that's something that makes me happy and proud of it.
Okay. Do you have any regrets in life?
Yeah, in my life there is one time that, like I told you, the day I left my country, my wife and my children, for 13 years, I paid a lot of, it cost me a lot. It cost me a lot of pain. Because I couldn't see you. I thought that I may see you in 1 or 2 years, but it took me like 13 years to see you again. I left you 5 years old, but when I see you, when I see you again, you were like 18 years old after 13 years.
Yeah.
Even my wife, you know, like I told you, we just spent, after we married for 6 years, but we didn't see each other for 13 years. And that regrets me, that day. Even though I can do nothing, I cannot do anything about it, but it always regrets me in my life.
Something that you regret doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How would you like to be remembered? How would you like people to remember you, or how would you like us to remember you?
I want to be a man of God, and when you see me, I want you to see Jesus in me. If you don't see Jesus in me, it means I failed. So I want you to remember me like a man of God. I live the life of God, and I serve God. And because God created us to look like Jesus Christ, look like Him. And if you don't see me that I look like Jesus Christ, I will feel failed. So I want you to see me and to remember me as a man of God, and in your life also, you must see my footprint in your life. In this way.
You want to see Christ in our in our life.
Yeah.
What are your hopes for me and my children in the future? What do you hope to achieve?
Yeah, like I told you, if I inherit your money, you may lose it. But I inherit you, Jesus Christ. Like I serve the Lord Jesus Christ in my life, and I will serve him until I die. And I go to him, and I want you also to serve God like I do. And I want this also to be the way I read it to you, and I will expect you also to teach your children to know Jesus Christ as I taught you to know Jesus Christ. Be real Christians, loving God, fearing God, life.
Okay. This is gonna be my last question on this interview, and I wanted to know, if this was our last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
You know, in life, what I know is we have a purpose, and there is one creator in our life. He's God. Anyone who lives in here in this world, if you don't know the way, why God created you here in this world, you don't know your purpose, that would be bad. So what I want to tell you is that be who you are, and like always I tell you is don't be average in your life. Don't be average. Average people don't see special thing. Don't see things that people cannot see.
Thank you for your time. I really do appreciate our time together. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.